to our attention this evening, that the Bible says to us that it's not by power, it's not by might, but it is by what? I want to hear you. It's not by power, it's not by might, but it is by what? By my spirit, says the Lord. So if it is by his spirit, then if you quench the spirit, you have nothing for work to offer. He says, this is nothing is going to happen, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. So you have only one person that makes things happen. And that's the Holy Spirit. Now, if you stifle the spirit, if you quench the spirit, my question is, what is left? Answer me. Come on, answer me now. Nothing is left. And which means everything stands what? Stands still. Because it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by the spirit. So that a Christian has to understand that you must do everything to make sure that you don't quench the Holy Spirit. Make sure that you don't stifle for the Holy Spirit. I like the way Message put it. He said, don't suppress the Holy Spirit. And I was asking the Lord, I said, how do you quench the Holy Spirit? How do you quench? He said to me, read on. And I realized that Paul was right. He said, don't quench the Holy Spirit. Don't stop prophesying. Don't look down on what he's doing. That's what he's saying. You can, if my brother here, if I want to quench my brother, then it's easy. If he tells me to stand here, I will not stand here. And by not listening to him, I have what? Quenched him. I've stifled his voice, stifled his wisdom, stifled his power, stifled his activity, because I will not listen to him. And if I lean onto my own understanding, then I have cut him off. I was telling my wife yesterday, I said, there is the reverential fear of God that this generation doesn't have, especially Pentecostals. I said, we should pray that God will give us a revelation of honor due God. I said, he's robbing us of a lot of things. So if I want things to happen, if it is by the Spirit only, then I must make sure that I'm not suppressing him, not resisting him, but I'm yielding to him. So you wonder why we go around and around a circle a lot of the time. It's because some of the things we do is not in line with what the Holy Spirit wants us to be doing, so that he can partner with us. Two cannot work together except they agree. And because we've lost a lot of reverential respect for the Spirit of God, for God himself, we think we have the liberty to do what we want to do. Have the liberty. If you want to know how it is easy to quench the Holy Spirit, you can be in a service, you start the wrong song, pshim. You don't have to do it twice. Once you start the wrong song, everything will go south. Because he didn't initiate that. That's as simple, as easy as it is. And so, if it is by the Spirit, and it is by the Spirit, because except the Lord builds now, whatever I'm doing is a waste of time. It's a waste of time. So now he tells us something. He says, hey, when you pray, look, believe, oh, don't doubt me. If you doubt me, you stop me from working. Don't stifle me by doubting me. I'm not a liar. Don't call me a liar. Don't look down on me. Don't insult me. I'm God. Be still and know that I'm God. If I say something, believe it is true, because I'm God. Well, it's up to me now. It's up to you now. Either to listen to him or go my way. And if I go my way, I put a stop to what he's doing. Now he says to us, you know, David, when David saw Goliath, he wasn't the first in Israel that saw Goliath. Who else saw Goliath? Saul. And don't forget that Saul had won battles before. Saul was a man of war. When Saul died, David began to give account of the man's incredible exploit. He said, wow. He said, in Israel, something significant has... He said, the weapons of war have perished. There's no more weapon of war here. This is the man of war we have. This man is gone. There is no weapon of war. Nobody can fight like this man. So it's not for lack of training or lack of exploit or something. But when he saw Goliath, he broke the first law of spiritual battle, spiritual victory. He focused on who? Goliath. If you do that, you quench the spirit. And when he focused on Goliath, Goliath loomed large. And in all his heart and thinking, he wasn't seeing God anymore. Who was he seeing? Goliath. And he said, have you seen this man of war? That there's none like him. He started to praise the man and sing his worship song. He said, there is none like, man, have you seen anything like this? And because all the soldiers that fought with him got victory, they were all seeing Goliath. They quenched the hand of God. That's the first law of spiritual battle. You don't look at that thing. If you do that, you stop the hand of God. Pam. And God said, I can't work with this bunch. Praise the Lord. He said, all of them, I can't work with them. They stop me. They're suppressing me. Let me get a small boy. And he went and brought a 12-year-old boy who was untrained and couldn't even carry a sword. And remember where we started? It's not by might. It's not by power. It is by what? And if it's by my spirit, there is nothing that is what? Impossible. And so God wasn't looking for somebody that has anything. You don't have to have anything. Because it's by his spirit. It's not by you. It's not you. So he brought a small boy. And the boy comes and sees the same Goliath. This small boy, 12-year-old boy, not trained, nothing. He comes and sees the same Goliath. He said, this guy is uncircumcised. He doesn't have covenant with God. He's different from us. We have covenant with God. He doesn't have. And he's gone. I mean, his case is finished. I want to ask you, is it not the same Goliath both of them saw? So what did David see? He wasn't looking at that man. He was thinking of God of Israel, the God of covenant that will not break his covenant. That was where his mind was. That's the first law of victory. You must focus on Christ. If you don't want to quench the spirit, ask yourself, where am I looking? Is anybody following me? And so Saul said to him, young man, you can't handle this man, my friend. Look, I've been to battles. I've never seen anything like this guy. You can't handle this man. I'm telling you now, he will crush you. He's a man of war. And David said to him, oh no, I'm not talking about me. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. He said, it's not about me, sir. He said, my God. That made all the difference. He said, God will take care of him. Now, I want to make a statement, and I pray you understand me this evening. It will revolutionize your life. See this thing? If I turn it around, what will come out? Tissue paper, because tissue paper is in it. Now, if I put rock in it, if I turn it around, what will come out? Now, if I remove all the rock, remove all the tissue paper, and put bread, if I turn it around, what will come out? Now, if I remove all the paper and put bread, and the spit paper, is bread I put, and I turn it around. I'm expecting pepper to come out. Is it not a what? The Bible says all the issues of your life is coming from somewhere. It's coming from what? Your heart. So let's say this is your heart, the container. I know some of you, your heart is not as big as this one. But let's just assume. All the issues is coming out of there. And I'm looking at him. I'm looking at him. If I look at him 2 hours, 4 hours, what will happen in my heart? Come on. He's registering. Come on, talk to me. He's what? Registering there. And as he's registering there, I'm seeing things that I didn't see before. And whatever people told me about him, they're all coming together now. And then the devil is behind me and saying, he will take you out in a second. You don't have an idea who he is. All of a sudden, his ordinary hand becomes big. Because somebody's painting a picture up to me and saying, that will take you out. That will finish you. Look at his hand. It's not the size, but he's telling me something. And in my mind, see, what I started to see, I now begin to see it in my mind. But I started seeing it like this. But now my eyes, my spiritual eye picks it up. Come on, am I communicating to you? Are you getting what I'm saying? My spiritual eye, what? Picks it up, magnets it, and the devil goes to work. And as long as I'm looking at this, I want you to tell me how Mama is here and I'm looking at him. How will I see Mama now? Huh? You see why Jesus said, let your eye be single. Say, let your eye be what? Single. Now, I'm looking at this. All the Goliath, all the things happening, and all the unbelieving believers, all the souls, a lot of them, that the devil will send my way, so-called Christians. They will come, and motivated by Satan, they will all be talking about this thing. And as I pick it up in my inside, my eye begins to see. Do you know it will come to a point, I don't even have to physically see this. I'll be seeing it where? And it will start pummeling my mind. Fear. Terrorizing me. Out of my heart will come the issues of my life. And when that thing takes over, what will come out? Defeat. If you like, pray from here till Monday. Defeat. Because it is like being crazy. You put something in here. If you turn it around, it's what you put in that will come out. Christians must know this. It's not just ordinary, let's fast. No. You got to ask yourself, what is inside there? For the Bible warned us to guard your heart with all diligence. Because out of it is coming issues of your life. But the devil wants you to see. See him. So he went to Eve. He said, Eve, hey, has God said, no, eat this fruit, it's okay. And then he got the girl to look at the fruit. Am I telling a lie? That's the first thing. The girl looked, and his mind picked a picture of a very beautiful. Now let me ask you a question. Hasn't she been seeing that thing before? Was it the first time? How come now all of a sudden it's beautiful to the eye? All of a sudden, it's beautiful to the eye. The eye of his spirit has picked it and seen it the way the enemy was telling her. That is awesome. Beautiful to the eye. Oh. And then if it's beautiful to the eye, she ate it. I don't know if I'm communicating to you. So he comes to Abraham. He says to Abraham, hey, old man, you know you're very old. Look at your age and look at your body. What can he produce? A baby at this age? Look at your baby. Look at your body. All right. If you don't want to look at your body, how about your wife? You think she can be pregnant at this age? All the devil was fighting was for Abraham to do one thing. What was that? Come on, talk to me. You are talking that. What was the devil for wanting Abraham to do? To look. The first thing is look. It's simple. He will get you to look. Because once you start looking, he starts describing the thing to you in a way that will destroy your faith and deal with you. And with your eyes of your spiritual eyes, you begin to see something different. Some other person will see the same thing and see another thing. Praise the Lord. Some other person will see the same thing. You say, man, this is terrible. You say, what's terrible? You say, what's terrible? Go and sit down. You don't know what they're talking about. That thing is nothing. He was destroyed on the cross. Let's talk about that. That is, there's somebody else will see the same thing. It's another Saul of 2016. How many people are Saul here? Am I communicating to you? Yeah? Okay, so Abraham said, very simple thing. I'm not what? Looking. He followed this man up and down. You must look. The man said, I must not. Look, the Bible says, recorded it for us. Abraham refused. Quit me. Something was trying to make him look. If you use the word refuse, it means something was trying to make you look. And God said, see how Abraham did it. You too must refuse to look. Can I hear amen? You too must what? Refuse to look. And then, what was Abraham looking at? He was looking at God. And the Bible says he was persuaded that God is God. And he began to worship and give thanks. Can I hear amen? So he won't go to his house and hear Abraham talk about, Isaac. No. He said, let's worship God. Let's give God praise. He said, why are you giving God praise? God said, I'm having Isaac now. Where is Isaac? It's not your headache. If God says it, and I believe it, that what? Is it not what David said? He said, God keeps covenant. He said, I will go, and the God of Abraham, the God that told us that no man shall be able to stand before us, he said, this day, the whole world will know that there is God in Israel. And that this God does not fight with a sword and all these things. He said, but I come in his name. Oh. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You see, what you talk reveals what is in your heart. What you talk tells the story about where you are. What you talk is what your spiritual eye is seeing. And that is what will come out of your heart. The issues of your life is a total physical manifestation of everything that is inside of you. All of it. Can I hear amen? So if you want to change it, see what the scripture says. Renew your what? Change what you are seeing with your spiritual eye. What you are watching, looking at. Change it. Use the word of God and paint another image and begin to see. Look unto Jesus. He said, all of you that are in this world, say, look unto Jesus, lest you begin to be weary. If you don't look at Jesus, you are going to be what? Weary. Because the devil will keep showing you what will make you weary. Part of it is what people did to you. He will remind you what they did to you. How terrible they are. And how wicked they are to do this thing to you. And then he'll tell you that you are so good. Hi, that is a wicked spirit. That you are so good. See, you're such a good person. You don't do any of those things. You see, and see what they are doing. I'm foolish. You will accept you are so good. Do you know, brethren, look at this thing. You are so good, yes. You are accepting all that. You go up. What will happen? Come down. Don't let the devil throw you up. Because you must surely come down. It's a spiritual law. The same physical law works in the spirit. Jesus himself said, "Say, if you lift yourself up, you will come." So, no. None is good except God. So when he begins to pump you how good you are and what they've done to you, remind him that you were saved by grace also. And there is none that is what? Praise the Lord. I don't know if I got across to you. So your goal this evening will be to make sure of what you have inside here. And let me tell us the truth. Be sincere with yourself because it's about your life. It's not me, it's you. If you think you gloss over this thing, it doesn't matter. You'll be doing what you're doing. Because when you turn it around, it is still what is here that will what? Come on. And it's your life. You want to change it? Change what is here. Like Abraham, refuse. Because the first law of victory is to refuse to look at those things. And you must look unto Jesus. And the Bible says, if you are doing that, then God will keep you in perfect, in what? Perfect peace, in great peace. You have great peace. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you got anything. So I'm leaving you this evening. Enjoy yourselves.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org where you can listen to other teachings freely or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.